Now indeed, I know that you are a man of God. The word of the Lord comes truly from your mouth. The widow in the first reading spoke these words to Elijah because he brought her son back to life. And she knew that when he prayed, his prayer was neither grasping at straws nor mindless words. Oh, that all of our prayers would be so balanced. There are not many details of that particular evening during my college days that I remember. I don't remember the occasion or the group that I was with, though it might have been the Knights of Columbus. Even the event itself was not out of the ordinary. I was with a group praying the rosary in the chapel at the Newman Center. I was tasked with starting the rosary. But partway through the Apostles' Creed, it was apparent that I didn't know it. I stuttered and stammered and jumped around a little bit, and then finally someone else finished it for me. In the midst of my embarrassment, I heard someone behind me whisper to the person beside him. Obviously, he doesn't pray the rosary very much. And you're right, it sounds humorous coming from a priest, but as a sophomore in college, what mattered more to me than it being insensitive was that it was true. When he heard me pray, it was clear that I hadn't been doing it very much. What a large spectrum of our comfort level with prayer. On the one end, if I never say the words, if I never pray the words, sooner or later, it will probably be evident. On the other end, if I become too comfortable praying them, I just say them out of rote memory, not even thinking about what I'm saying, just going through the motions. In either case, one would be hard-pressed to believe the words that the widow said to Elijah. The word of the Lord truly comes from your mouth. So this last Thursday afternoon, Father Juan asked me if I could help him practice the parts of the Mass, even standing right here, so that he could feel comfortable using the missal and offering the prayers as a priest for the very first time. And as we did that, I was profoundly moved by two things. By the freshness of the words as he said them. Yes, stumbling, yes, uneasy, but authentic. And secondly, I was moved by the realization that after celebrating Mass every day since my ordination, I fall into a routine of saying the words, yes, without stumbling, but also sometimes without thinking. Father Juan, you will only become more comfortable praying the Mass with each passing day. And the fact that you are already offering Mass in English and in Spanish on the first day of your priesthood is a sign of how hard you have worked and how much you love the people of the Diocese of Dodge City. My hope is that the Lord will lead you to a golden middle, where you pray the Mass with ease because it is so much who you are, but never so easily that it just becomes mechanical. When the widow of Zarephath said, "Now indeed I know that you are a man of God, the word of the Lord comes truly from your mouth," it was because she heard a prayer that was genuine. And what a great gift it would be if Father Juan's step into the priesthood would cause each person he serves to pause, as it did for me on Thursday. To pause and ask, does the word of the Lord come truly from my mouth? On the one end, do I need to make my practice of the faith more routine, so that whether I'm at the lake or the ball tournament or the family reunion, finding Mass is as obvious as finding supper? Or make the faith more routine, so that when I'm at a funeral vigil, I already have a rosary in my pocket, and I know how to use it. Or on the other end, have I allowed my faith to become too routine, letting my mind wander because I've heard that gospel 100 times? Not coming to Mass early because I know that I'll have a place to sit. Or not thinking about the profession of faith that I say after the homily. Just putting it on autopilot. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty. Now, don't get me wrong. I think the Lord hears our imperfect prayers. I know that at least one imperfect prayer was answered yesterday. I'm no longer the youngest priest at the Diocese of Dodge City. God doesn't demand that our prayers be perfect. Sometimes we won't know them as well as we should. Other times, knowing them so well, we'll say them without thinking. But somewhere in the midst of that, if our prayer is genuine and sincere, it will be the word of the Lord coming from our mouth.